Hello, guys, and welcome to the I Said What I Said podcast. And a lot of you guys may be wondering, what is this? What is this about? What does that mean? And it's kind of self-explanatory. I said what I said. All of my opinions, all of my story times, maybe, everything is basically what I said, and I own up to it 100%. And some things may be kind of problematic, and some things may be kind of left field, but you know what? I said it. I have no regrets. Everything that you guys hear on this podcast will be 100% unfiltered, real, authentic opinions from me. Are they facts? I mean, not all the time, but are they opinions? Heck yeah. And I'm gonna give you the real tea. We're gonna spill some tea. I'm gonna give you my real outlook on all different kinds of topics, whether it's politics, whether it's, you know, gossip, whether it's basically all the latest tea that you hear, you know, going on. It's going to be basically just my opinion on it. And if you're interested on a real, unfiltered, genuine opinion on some of the everyday news that you hear going on, then I would definitely advise you to keep listening. So, guys, welcome to the very first episode of I Said What I Said podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about a very special topic that has been blowing up all over social media: James Charles. Now, when you hear James Charles, you may think of, you know, the very first male cover girl or cover boy, if you will. He took the social media platform such as Twitter, Instagram by storm. You know, he was the very first cover boy, and he was the very first mainstream male that we saw in makeup. And in the beginning, I feel like a lot of people, I honestly, if I'm being quite honest, when I first heard of James Charles, I thought he was a joke. I would go watch his channel, like, just to, like, just troll him, because I just thought his videos were a joke. There was this video that he did with, like, Zendaya, where they both, like, had to do this look in, like, a certain amount of time, and his came out horrible. He just was a troll, in my opinion. I never thought he would become as successful as he is today, and now he's blown up. He has done videos with Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian. He has his own eyeshadow palette with Morphe. You know, use that code James for 10% off, if you will. And now, if you look on Twitter, you look on Instagram, if you look on any social media site the star has previously, you know, ruled, it seems like he is canceled. Now, what are my opinions on the whole situation? If you guys haven't heard, basically, Tati Westbrook, who is another beauty influencer, she's an older influencer, she's around in her 30s, I want to say mid-30s, maybe late 30s. She's basically like the OG of YouTube. Tati does a lot of beauty reviews, she does a lot of, you know, drugstore makeup videos. She's an OG of the community. And basically, she had taken James under his wing, you know, gave him a lot of advice, you know. In her video, she was explaining that her husband, or fiance, yeah, I think her husband, James, his name is James as well, had given James Charles a lot of business advice, had done a lot of contracts for him, basically had helped him so much in any way that they could. Tati basically explains this mentorship that she had with James, and this bond she had, it was almost parental. If you haven't caught up on any of the tea, I would recommend you watching The Viewer's Choice. His video is really good. Here for the Tea came out the video. Rich Lux, all the drama channels on YouTube, if you really want to get into a full caught up, a full gist. But basically, Tati exposes, in a way, kind of the real reason why she decided to not be friends with James, and the vitamins, you know, James Charles, him doing the sponsorship, the Sugar Bear hair or whatever, was kind of like the tip of the iceberg. Now let's go to my opinion on the whole situation. James was wrong, of course. Tati is in a very small, the business route that she decided to take. You know, Tati didn't take the very generic, oh, I'm going to come up with my own eyeshadow palette. I'm going to come up with my own beauty line. I'm going to come up. She decided to go with the hair and skin and nail vitamins, which is a very different business. A lot of people aren't so, it's not as gimmicky, you know, not gimmicky, but it's kind of, it's definitely more difficult line of business to go into. And, you know, her competition is not very, it's not very extended. It's not a lot, you know, very mainstream. And so for James to do that was obviously extremely wrong. His intentions, I guess, I don't really think he had intentions. His intentions were greed. He wanted money. He wanted passes for Coachella and to throw away a friendship for that. And the way Tati explains it, I guess he tried to blow it over like, oh, you know, I'm just having a really crappy week. And oh yeah, by the way, I had to do this sponsorship for Sugar Bear Hair and da da da. And to blow it off. And it's so like, he's such a manipulator, like, you know, and he is so kind of evil. And now all this tea is coming out basically about how he's a predator, about his obsession with straight men. If you have watched James Charles, you know, his videos are very sexualized. It's him very much basically, if you watch any of his videos with like the Dolan twins or that guy from the David Dobrik vlog squad, I forgot what his name is. James is very, very, he loves the straight boys. We're just gonna keep it 100 here. And in his videos, it's kind of makes me uncomfortable to watch. Like at times I'm kind of internally cringing because he is so creepy almost towards these straight guys. And it's weird because, you know, like they're straight, you know, and it was, and Tati basically confirmed that he would always go after straight boys and he would always call her and she would tell him like, you cannot manipulate people just because, you know, you're a celebrity and are just because, you know, something. And I forgot, and this is just verbatim, I'm not quoting anything, but I guess James' response to that was, I'm a celebrity, I can get any guy I want, basically, because he thinks he's rich and famous, that he can turn any guy straight into gay, and that's not how the real world works. James, yeah, does wear makeup, don't get me wrong. James, you are very attractive, you know, with and without makeup, but you are not a female. Like, you have to understand that you are not a female, and he's not even transgender, which is a weird thing. He goes by he pronouns, you know. But, like, it's weird. Like, I don't really understand how James identifies himself because he claims that he's a guy, but he wears girl clothes and he gets upset when straight guys don't want to date him. I don't understand. I just don't understand that. But my opinion on James Charles, he's very problematic, and I cannot really excuse myself because I bought his palette. I watch his videos. I occasionally will watch. I used to love his videos with Emma Chamberlain, the Dolan twins. They were called the Sister Squad videos. I gave and I did. But the thing about James Charles is I always had weird feelings about him because I would always like him for a week and I would hate him. Not hate him, just be annoyed by him, or he just bothered me. Like, I was never like 100% a full supporter of him. Like, in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, he kind of annoys me and he kind of bothered me, but like, his content is pretty good sometimes, and you know, I liked his style and the way I didn't like him enough to where I was like a diehard supporter, but like, you know, he was coming to my city because he's on a meet and greet tour, and I was actually gonna buy tickets to actually go see him. And after seeing all the tea and all the stuff coming out, and then Zara Larsson, which if you guys don't know, she's a singer. She sings Never Forget You. She sings like some very popular songs. She basically came and tweeted that James had even tried to DM her straight boyfriend and comment on his pictures. And it's like, I don't know, like, personally, I guess some people just, James feels as, like, I saw this video, it was a girl and she was talking about James Charles, and basically James Charles has lived this life, it seems, kind of like in a delusion. Like, and I think none of his friends in his life have been able to, besides Tati, of course, or I don't know who else, but I feel like no one in his life has just straight up told him, like, hey, you're a dude. Like, I get it, you wear makeup, but you're a guy. And at the end of the day, like, that doesn't necessarily, like, people are straight. And he always talks about, like, sexuality, it's a spectrum, and no one's 100% straight. Whatever, you can have your opinions, but you cannot buy someone's sexuality. You cannot, and trying to manipulate someone, especially, you know, us young adults, we're trying to find ourselves, we're trying to find, you know, what our identity, and you can really confuse people and trying to catfish people or trying to do whatever you're doing, manipulate them with your money, your fame. It's wrong. It is 100% wrong. And I think that James is, I do not believe in cancel culture. I definitely do not believe in canceling people because of some dumb mistakes they make. But it's like every week James has a new scandal. And I think in his mind, you know, it's fine. It'll blow over. I'll make an apology video. I'll be fine. And that's kind of like he's been his philosophy for the past few years because he's had so many scandals. He's had the Ebola scandal, which was the racism. He had the, it's like just an always a different scandal when he comes out with different stuff. He had a scandal about when people found out that he had lied about his internet fame. And it was like every, so many scandals, and he just bounces back, apology, and keeps it pushing. I think this is something that is definitely affecting him differently. If you go to his subscriber account, you will see it has decreased significantly. And in my opinion, do I think James Charles should be canceled for this? By cancel, I don't think that anything should happen to him. I don't think that he should, you know, I just think that brands need to stop supporting him, making him the face of their company. I think he should be canceled for this because it's like when you keep having scandals consecutively, like, and nothing happens, and you just think, oh, I'm a white, rich, famous boy, nothing can happen to me, I'm invincible. I think something needs to knock him down on his high horse because James is very, very arrogant. He's very, watches videos, and he's just so, like, so, just, yeah, just cocky and, like, all that. And someone needs to tell him, like, you suck, dude. Like, you're not a good singer. You're not all that. You're just pipe down because this boy, a couple people told him he can sing, and now he is going on tour, singing, doing covers, and I'm just like, it's just ridiculous in my opinion. And I think that James Charles is a person who he's kind of narcissistic, and he will never really learn unless something actually happens. And then he made his apology video, which I'm not even like really get into detail on that because there's nothing to get into detail. It's basically just him breathing and I guess trying to make himself cry. It was honestly, I don't know if he did that on purpose. Like, I don't know if he's trying to actually maybe egg this on. I don't know, because there's no way someone would post an apology video of that nature. There's just no way. It was the worst apology video ever. It just didn't seem authentic. It didn't seem genuine. And James is apparently a businessman. You know, he's always talking about how he knows the business aspect of the beauty community. And he's always talking about, like, I don't know. He just seems like he knows his craft so well. And he seems like he knows. And if you, someone who knows their craft so well, I would have never posted a video like that. And I'm not even, I don't know the ups and downs. I don't know how to do all that stuff. But I think the most unexperienced person in beauty community would have known not to post a video of that nature. I would never in a million years have posted a YouTube video of my fake tears breathing like that. It just looked so fake. And then he went on his Snapchat and like promoted the video and was like, hey guys, you know, full beat, I'm like, make sure you guys go check out my new apology video. Like, he was promoting like any other video. It was just the tactics of this whole situation. His whole PR team, his whole team that he's always talking about, his team, they suck. Like, period. They literally suck. It's built on greed. It's built on the want for money. And nothing about James Charles just screams genuine. And he has lost what has made him, and people like, that's the new, here's the thing with James Charles, the whole new, I feel like a lot of YouTubers are on the come up, not all of them, but a lot of them, you know, we like to see relatability. We like to relate to these YouTubers, and whether it's with, you know, how they act, their personality, or whether it's, you know, even Jeffree Star, which a lot of people, they like Jeffree Star. My opinion on Jeffree Star is just, I'm just not even gonna go into detail, but people like Jeffree Star, even they can't relate to him, you know, obviously financially, because Jeffree Star, people can relate to him personality wise because he seems like a really real, genuine person, you know, ride or die. He just seems like a very, you know, authentic person. People can relate to that, like, you know, a really bomb ass person who is just really down and really 100% for you. And James Charles, or even Emma Chamberlain, people like Emma Chamberlain because they can relate to her because she seems, even though she's blown up, you know, she still seems really down to earth, very relatable. You know, it kind of reminds, it kind of like, I don't know, it's just, it's, she's a very relatable YouTuber, and that's what people like, being relatable and quirky. It's the new trend, I guess, whatever. But James Charles, he's losing that relatability aspect that maybe he once had, I don't know. But it's like, he is getting to be so just not down. He's not down to earth. He's so just on a different planet than everyone else. And I just feel like he's losing his qualities that made him tolerable, in my opinion. And he's just losing it. And I think James, I think this should have, he's had so many experiences, so many scandals, for them to be learning experiences and to grow from that. Like, he just made this video with Nikita Dragon, and he was talking about how he's learned from his experience and grown as a person, all this BS. But like, you've had so many opportunities to learn as a person, to grow from them, and you haven't done that. And it's like, when are we gonna start holding these YouTubers accountable and holding them to a standard that they can't just screw up, apologize, make a public apology, and just keep it pushing? Like, no. And James has gotten too many chances from individuals, from everyone, the beauty community. And, oops, excuse me, guys, that was really gross. But it's kind of like, James, I think that you as a person, I think James is not a bad person. I think everything he's doing is not even anything crazily bad. I mean, besides the predatory. And then I just saw a tweet about how he sexually abuse someone. I don't even know. Those things are a whole different level. But the things that James has done is, if he wouldn't have been a celebrity, they really wouldn't have been that big deal. But because you are a beauty influencer, because you're an influencer in general, because you have this platform, everything that you do is magnified and people are going to judge you. And that's the thing about having a YouTube platform, is that you take the good and the bad. You can't just take the life of fame. You have to take the criticism, you have to take the rebuttal you're going to receive for the actions that you have. And as James is getting older, he has to realize his actions have a consequence, and he's going to have to realize everything that you do. Again, you're on a stage, every millions and millions of people, all the subscribers that you have, they care about your life, they're obsessed with your life, and he is going to have to realize that this is what's part of it, the game that he feels, that I feel like at a point he felt that he was winning this game. And the game never ends, son. Period. The game is a constant game. And the one moment that you think that, oh, this little sponsorship, this video, he didn't think that this little thing was going to cause all of this. I feel like it's just been, for the past few weeks, it's just been scandal after scandal. Like, first it was James, his ex-friend, that Gage kid, released the messages, made the YouTube video, and then, you know, he did that sponsorship post, and then he got backlash for that, but it was nothing and too intense. And the Tati, you know, made this video, and it's like, ever since then, everything is coming out. Everyone's releasing their tea on it. Oh yeah, James did this to me, James did, and I feel like this is something that is not just dying down. This is getting worse, and it's only gonna get worse, because I feel like James, for so long, felt that he was just winning and winning, and he just felt like he was invincible because he was a celebrity. And little does he know that pride, it comes before fall. And there's nothing wrong with winning. There's nothing wrong with being, I don't want you to think that success equates to failure, that, oh, if someone's doing so good, they're just inevitable, they're gonna fail. No, but what makes them inevitable to fail is when they lose their humbleness, because humbleness keeps you grounded, it keeps you loyal, it keeps you tied down. And when you lose your loyalty for people, eventually you will lose everything, because you will think every friend is just exchangeable, and you're gonna stop just, I don't know, it's just kind of like a domino effect, in my opinion. I feel like James, what made his downfall was his loss for, was just his, not even loss, I think it was his gain of greed. It was his gain of lust for money, and he just started to realize, or he started to basically just not value friendships. He stopped valuing friendships, and he basically talked to you in a way with another pawn in his clout chasing, and he basically used her for what he got, what he needed. Once he had surpassed her in subscribers, surpassed her in success, he no longer felt that he needed her, and losing her wouldn't be the big deal. And I think he also felt like, oh, I'm James Charles, you know, she's gonna keep me as a friend, she's not gonna stop. I feel like he let his ego really do damage for him. And in the end, do I think James Charles should be canceled? I do. I personally believe he should be canceled. I don't even believe in cancel culture like that, but I think after all these scandals that he's had so many chances for growth. He started this being 16, he's 19, almost 20 years old. When are we going to hold him accountable? And not just fake accountable for a couple of weeks, you know. I want him to be held accountable. I want James Charles to be canceled. Point blank, period. That is my thoughts. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of I Said What I Said, because I really did say what I had to say. And if you guys have any sort of comments that you guys want to share with me, make sure you follow me on Twitter, Aquila Hall with 3 L's, and make sure you leave me an email, aquila355@gmail.com. Tell me, you guys, what your thoughts, your feedback on this whole situation. Signing out.